Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Good morning, good morning. It is amazing to be with you today, and I am so excited. I must admit, I'm very, very excited to be with you today, because later on, I've got a special guest that's going to be with me. Her name is Erin Ross, and I'm very excited about the talk we're about to have, because it's going to be one that is actually really vulnerable, one that actually exposes a lot about what people are going through. And I love the title of her EP that we're going to be discussing. It's called Being, it's called Still Becoming. And this is something that's been on my heart throughout the week, is what does it take to become who God made you to be? Okay, I'm telling you, I have this insatiable hunger to walk in everything that God has for me. And in Matthew 11, 12, it says, since the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and the violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with the most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Intense exertion. That for me is like, okay, Lord, I need to check myself. I need to check what I'm actually doing. Am I pursuing you? Is it all about you? And have I put the first things first? Have I made you my priority? So stay tuned, because today is just going to be really great. Here, you're being real on Impact 103. And this really does give us a chance to challenge the way that we think, be transformed into the very image and the likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. One question I had to ask myself when I was speaking to the Lord about becoming who I was meant to be, I started asking him these questions, saying, Lord, how is it possible for me to actually become this man who you show me that I am? Because I just see all of these other things that are happening around me that are like, I don't understand how. And he said to me, Owen, love conquers everything. All things are possible for him who believes. Now, I want to take us to 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. It says, love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Now, God does that with you. He doesn't see your past mistakes. He said, come to me boldly before the throne of grace so that you can receive help in your time of need. This is what God is really doing. His love abounds for us. And he's saying, just come. Doesn't matter where you are. Just come, fall in love with me, because love, it hopes are fadeless and under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. This is the love that God has for you. Love that never fails, never fades out, or becomes obsolete, or comes to an end. Now, if God's love is like that, and he's saying, I believe in your potential, I believe in what you can actually become, then let us not hinder what God is saying. Let's say, okay, Lord, I'm going to come into agreement with that. If you've just joined us, our topic today is still becoming and what it takes to become the person that God really wants you to be. And this is such a vital, vital thing to know, because I know what it was like to be in a place where the enemy was lying to me about my ability to actually step into the fullness of what God had for me. And because you start seeing, you know, what you're actually walking in, and you realize, man, I have to change this. I have to change that. I have to get real with God, but I don't know how. But the amazing thing is, God gives you the Spirit of God to come and dwell inside of you. It says in Acts 1 verse 8 that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. And that's to be able to do everything God's called you to do. So this lie that you can't actually step into what God's asked you to do is such a lie. It's just a lie. And I remember I was going through this moment. I was like, Lord, I don't see how I can overcome this. I don't see how. And all of a sudden, we were in this time with the Lord, and my spiritual mother really felt laid on her heart to say, Owen, I've got a word from the Lord for you. So here I am. I come up for the word, and I feel just the presence of God coming in and really just dwelling on me. And she says, I really feel that I need to declare over you that you will walk in the fullness of your call. Now, those words, man, I just soaked them in because it's like it was so on point what God was saying. It was just exactly what I needed to hear, that God believes in me. And when God says something about you, that's something that you hold on to and you declare over yourself and you say, Lord, I believe exactly what you're saying to me, whether it be from a man or woman of God, or whether it be from the word of God. When God speaks, you take that and you say, God, I declare that I believe this, and I'm going to get every single thing that you have for me. Just so everyone knows, my guest today is a vocalist, a lyricist, and a songwriter from Houston, Texas. Her music speaks to this generation with a powerful message throughout her songs, such as self-worth, identity, and other social issues. Not only has she got the talent to bring these messages across in a way that really does edge you onto a road of discovery, she has a beautiful servant heart, embodies strength, beauty, and in her own words, sauce, girl. But if I were to choose, actually, if I was really to choose one word that really captures you, that would honestly be authentic. Mm. Now, and that's why I wanted you here on the show with Being Real, because we really can be vulnerable. So ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Erin Ross.
What's up, everybody?
It is awesome to have you here. I'm so happy to be here.
So excited. I'm highly caffeinated and ready.
Awesome. So I just want to ask you, could you just say to the listeners a little bit of a background about you, who you are, what you're about?
Well, long story short, who am I? Goodness, what a loaded question. But I am just a girl who fell in love with the Lord. Life completely changed from, again, born and raised in Houston, Texas, very much a product of my environment. I was always looking for a problem, you know, just very much very in the world. And then I found Jesus. Okay. Amen. I had a radical encounter in my bedroom. Ooh. With the Lord. My entire life changed. It what seems like overnight, like it was literally from night and day on some things, right? And so I just became so, I just started falling in love with Jesus, okay? He introduced himself to me. He said, follow him. I followed him. Things just started falling off. Things that were funny, I didn't find funny anymore. Picking problems with people I didn't want to do anymore. I broke up with my ex. I left my family. Like, I'm telling you, it was a dramatic change. And I just started laying everything down. I laid down my gifts, my talents, my life. And then he gave it back to me, purified. So everything that I stand for and everything that I do now is all for the glory of him. So whether I'm a vocal teacher, I am a missionary, I am a singer, and it's all to bring him glory. So whatever avenue that the Lord has me in, it's all to glorify him. So that is that. And I'm just in love with him. I'm just a little girl who's in love with her heavenly father.
Man, I love it. Okay, so you mentioned that you're a missionary. Is that why you're here in SA at the moment?
Yes. I'm on a crazy faith journey. I have no home to go back to in America. I don't know when I'm really going back to America, but I'm here. Yeah, serving, loving on his people, loving on his children. I am a full-time missionary here. Yeah.
All right. Great. All right. So if we take a look at who you're connected with a record company called Roll Records.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that and who they are and what you guys stand for?
Roll Records is so amazing. It's a group of beautiful, beautiful laid down individuals who love the Lord and use their gifts and their talents to glorify God, to bring kingdom here on earth. Whenever we think of industry or whenever we think of like entertainment, we think of like always the secular, right?
Yeah.
But Roll Records and why I love them and why I'm with them and signed with them is because we are a group of individuals who completely sold out for Jesus in every avenue, acting, singing, whatever, like just entertainment industry in its entirety. And we use our gifts and talents to bring God glory.
That's fantastic. So are you guys
take back the kingdom and bring it back for God's glory?
Okay. Yeah. So are you guys more focused on mainstream? Is that where you guys are focused? Or is it like a bit of both mainstream as well?
Yeah, a bit of both. Like we have a worship division, and then which is called Tribe. And then we also have like what I do. And there's other artists on the label, Beautiful. And if you love me, you're gonna love them. And so, you know, I was saved and I wasn't actually raised in the church. So I make music for people who would never even step foot in a church. That's not how I was raised. And, you know, like I make music that's really like honest and true to my heart. And that doesn't sound like gospel. Like it doesn't sound like worship for my music, my individual music. So yeah, so it's a bit of both, inside the four walls and outside the four walls.
All right, great. So now you've just released your first EP, Still Becoming, which is super exciting. I can tell you're very excited about it too. So I just want to find out, because this title, Still Becoming, is like a really one that like grabs my attention. Mm-hmm. Just because I know my personal story of like saying, okay, Lord, I trust that you are really going to bring me into the fullness of who I am.
Amen.
And so I just want you to talk about, how did this vision for this actually come about? What did you actually, what was actually happening behind the scenes of that title?
Of Still Becoming?
Yeah.
Oh, oh my gosh. How? I was actually praying for a title, and I was praying about like what should go on my EP. And it was so funny because Holy Spirit was like, boom, 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 boom. And I was asking for like, what is the title? And that's the first thing that came to me was like Still Becoming, because the whole EP is actually a journey of me becoming who I am, and I'm still becoming. And so that's honestly how it became Still Becoming. I'm still becoming this woman of God. I'm still becoming all that He created me to be. Mm-hmm. It's a journey, and I take you guys along with me, or I invite you guys into my own world of still becoming Ellen Wass.
All right. So you've said like a few times that it was your encounters with God that really led you into moments like you were even praying about the title. Mm-hmm. Can you explain how those encounters with God really affected that process?
I mean, it's in completely, like, I don't know how to say. I don't, like, everything, all those encounters with God shaped this journey. All my encounters with God shaped this whole entire project. So it's kind of like intertwined. Everything, every moment that, like, the downs that I've had with the Lord, the ups that I've had with the Lord, everything shaped this whole entire project of Still Becoming. And still, yeah, the EP and then me and myself.
That is fantastic. Yeah. All right, so I've got one of your songs here, which I'm going to start playing right now. Okay, this is your song, Wilderness. And it's one that is, I really enjoy, because it really captures like an atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and actually takes me back to a place where I'm like, okay, Lord, I need to look into myself and actually say, am I going around the mountain, or do I need to change something?
Amen.
And this song, all right, I'm just going to let it play.
Yes, so
you can enjoy. All right, you're back with me, Owen Foley, on Impact 103, and I have Erin Ross here in the studio, and we just heard your song, Wilderness.
Yeah.
I love it. I really, really do. So one of my favorite lines, okay, is when a shift of heart exposes all that you are. Okay, explain. Explain. Where did this come from, and what was going on?
Well, I mean, it literally, when a shift of heart exposes all you are. So I'm really talking about myself, okay? Mm-hmm. How I write with Holy Spirit is like he'll like give me a download of a song and I don't know what it's about until I'm like, Lord, what is this about? And he goes, it's about you, fool. Like, I'm like, oh, no. And it just what was happening with me at the time is like when my heart was getting tested. It was getting tested. Like, do I really mean when I say that I'm completely sold out in love with Jesus? Do I really mean when I say when I'm loyal to him? Mm-hmm. Do you really mean it? And no, because it exposed me. Like when it was being tested, when a shift of heart exposes all that I am, it's up to me to decide what I'm going to do about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that was just a very real moment of just coming face to face with myself and kind of not lying to myself or lying to God anymore.
All right.
Yeah.
And there was another interesting line which I want to ask where it comes from is building homes from old brick and stones that once upon a time broke these bones.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's like a lot packed behind that. So I'm just like, okay, explain, please.
Yeah. I am the type of person, and I think a lot of us are, that like when something happens, or like when we struggle with something or repeatedly do something and we get frustrated with ourselves, like, oh, why do I keep doing that thing? For me personally, I was struggling with something and I was like, okay, I won't do that anymore. But I'll paint it a little bit differently and I'll still get the same outcome. So what I was doing was like trying to find loopholes and trying to find different excuses and different ways to justify how I was living and justify the choices that I was making. But I was just building new homes. Like, okay, I'll start over. I'll try to do a whole new thing. But I was just building a new home from the same bricks and the same stones and expecting it to be a new house, expecting it to be a new picture. Mm. Or like painting a whole picture, but with the same colors, and it still becomes the same picture. Still like different angles, same picture. So that's where that line came from. It's like, if you really want to eradicate something, then do it. You can't do it with the same friends. You can't do it with the same people. You can't do it with the same crowd or habits. You have to start new.
Yeah.
To have a new outcome.
All right.
Yeah.
So one of the other things that I also noticed with your lyrics, because you have some lyric videos up on YouTube, mm-hmm. and I was going through them and I was just taking a look at what you were speaking about, and you have some really raw lines.
Yeah.
You know, specifically in The Letter.
Yes.
You know, and also in Mirror. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to ask, like, how does it feel like as an artist being that vulnerable and kind of like really showing everything that mm-hmm. happened in your life and what actually you've been through with the Lord and how he got you through that? Like, what does that take?
I don't know. I feel like being an artist, or let me just speak for myself. How I do music, I don't create it for people specifically. I create it for me. It's my therapy. It's how the Lord talks to me. And the Lord said, I give the Lord permission to use my life and use it in its entirety. So if I'm writing a song or if I'm talking to him privately and like talking about myself, you know, it's kind of a given. It's for the world to hear, because I'm not the only one going through this. And I told the Lord anything that he wants to use. He could use my body. He could use my mouth. He can use my words, because it's his words that he gives me in the first place. He can use anything of mine and it just be out for display. That's just something that we agreed on. And I owe it to him because I'm free. And so why wouldn't my life be on display? And why wouldn't I put that out there so that it can help somebody? Like, why wouldn't I do that? You know, God gets the glory. Like, thank you, Jesus. I'm not out here being crazy. Thank you, Jesus. He saved me. And that deserves praise. And that just, it takes vulnerability. And I think people are craving vulnerability and transparency. That's why I say transparency is key, because it helps people.
That is so true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is so true. And that's kind of what one of your songs, Mirror, is actually really talking about. It's like talking about being real with yourself, mm-hmm. being self-reflective, you know, and then also saying, I need to really make a change.
Yes.
And I think a lot of what people are going through is, I know I need to make a change.
Yes.
But how? And I think that's a question I'll put to you. How did you make a change?
It was a decision. It's a decision. There comes a time, well, for me specifically, where I was just sick of myself, like just sick of myself. Because I didn't want to do the things that I was doing, but I kept doing it, right? Mm. I didn't want to, I myself, in my hardest of hearts, knew that I didn't want to live this way. I didn't want to be depressed anymore. I didn't want to be an empty shell anymore. I didn't want to have toxicity in my life. But I kept living my life like that. So I'm like, why? So it just came to a decision, and that came that I had to make within myself first. Like, okay, Lord, I'll give you a shot. That's literally what I said. I was like, Lord, I'll give you a shot. I'll give you a shot. I've tried everything else, but I'm going to give you a shot. So then it was just that. I just was honest and transparent with him. It's
Erin,
a decision.
It has been amazing having you here on the show. Thank you for being like really open and Absolutely. Honest about like your process. And I really am excited to see what happens with your EP. So actually talking about that, how can we get a hold of you on social media? What are your platforms? Talk to us about that.
Instagram, TikTok are my main choices for social media, and it's The Raw Sauce. T-H-E-R-O-S Sauce.
Sauce.
Yes.
I love it. Okay. So before you go, I just want you to record something for me, something that I'm trying to build here on this show. Mm-hmm. Is every time I do an interview, I'd like people to just say, you know, okay, this is, like for you, you're going to be saying, I'm Aaron Ross and you're being real with Owen Farley and Impact 103. So when you're comfortable, I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but when you're comfortable, just say that line for me and I'll be able to add it to our mix and every time that we actually play your song.
Okay, perfect. Should I say it now?
Yeah, on your marks, get set, go.
I'm Aaron Ross, and you're being real with Owen Farley and Impact 103.
Yes! All right!
One
so just to, I mean, that was brilliant one sec. Okay, so just to reiterate, it is Instagram and TikTok. You can find her there, and her handle is The Raw Sauce. And right now, I actually want to ask you, Aaron, what song would you like to play that is from your EP? Just you can introduce.
The Letter.
The Letter.
Yeah, that's really vulnerable. That's my baby right now.
All right. Well, let's, without any further ado, let's go into it. That was Aaron Ross going live. Yeah, right in studio. And it was so awesome to be able to talk with her. I must admit, I have loved today because not only have we spoken about real moments with God that actually help us actually say, God, I can become who you have called me to be. And everyone's story is different. Every single one's story is different. There's no formula. There's no like, this is the right way, that's the wrong way. It's actually just about saying, God, I need you. I need to have real encounters with you and your presence. And this is from that place. You show me your plan for my life, what it is you've designed for me. And that's what it's about. It's about encountering God, being real with him. And then just as Aaron was talking about getting real, like be real, actually decide, make that decision to change and make the, like put in the steps that you need to put in order to actually walk in the fullness of your call. Because the truth is you can. God has given you the power of the Holy Spirit that's living inside of you. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. This is something that is real, something that's obtainable for every single person. It has been such an honor being with you today. And I just want you to remember, keep being real with God in your relationship. Take the time that you need to be real. And just remember that Jesus really does love you.